other things go around.
Yeah, you're bringing up things in the bottom of my mind I haven't used a long time.
Yeah, I realize I'm really working to drag these things up.
Of barrels and kegs is just about, especially with the advent of aluminum and light metals.
There's not too many of them around anymore. What's a thing put in the mouth of a bottle?
Stopper.
And what is a stopper made of?
Cork.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that's about this long and about this high and blow on it?
Mouth organ.
And what do you call the kind that you put between your teeth?
Juice harp.
Okay. Can you play one of those instead? I got one the other day and tried to play it and I couldn't do it.
Let me tell you what I did. I carried an accordion. Not an accordion, but a... Well, yes, it was. It was a concertina, one of those little octagonal things. I carried that all the way through the... through World War II.
Did you really?
And carried it in a zinc bucket in the bottom of a sea bag.
For heaven's sake.
And when I left it, there was a member of Guy Lombardo's orchestra that had been enlisted in the Marine Corps that played guitar. And he was in the tent next to me. And when I left, I gave it to him because when they shipped me back home, I got flight orders I didn't have them. They wouldn't allow me to bring anything except a pack with a change of underclothes and socks. That's all I could bring back with me. Mm-hmm. So I gave him this concertina. And Margaret was a very close friend of mine. And while I was out there out in Bougainville, she wrote me, wanted to know what I'd like for Christmas. So I wrote her back. I told her I'd like to have me a mouth organ and a fountain pen because that was before ballpoint pens were invented. So she sent me a mouth organ and a fountain pen, and I still have both of them.
That was a very good combination, literature and music.
I've had many a helmet thrown at me about playing my concertina and my mouth organ. They are.
My father got one when I was a kid. I shouldn't be talking to myself on the same note. And I learned how to play without too much trouble. You can play a lot of stuff.
Well, the mouth organ is coming back, staging a terrific comeback, and Horn is still making them.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you can go in most any dime store now and buy one.
Uh-huh. They're fun, because they're able to carry around.
Yeah,
it's nice to have. It's not like a piano or an organ.
That's right.
Can't take to a party. Let's see. You drive a nail with a
hammer.
And the part of a wagon that goes between the horses is the
tongue.
And the parts of a buggy that go on either side of the horse.
Shaft.
What's the metal part of a wheel called?
The rim.
And on a wooden wheel, what do people call the part that the spokes are attached to? Not the center part, but the outside.
You don't talk about the
material. It would be comparable to the rim on a metal wheel.
Well, but
do you have a term for that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Are you familiar with the term felly?
Okay.
Let's see. What do you call the part of a wagon that attaches to the tongue up in the front that the horses pull against?
The cross trees.
Okay. Now, do you use...
A cripple tree.
Well, now, what's what?
I think they're the same. The cross tree is, well, no, the cross tree is the one that goes this way, and then on each end of the cross tree is a whiffle tree to which you attach the traces, which are attached to the breastband, which fits over the head and across the chest of the horse, that provides the means of transporting the power.
So then it's the cross tree that the horse actually... pulls against?
Yeah, that's right, but there's...